It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. With Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen from the studios of KFYR Bismarck, beaming through to the audiences listening on the northern, throughout the northern plains on KCJB 910 in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO right smack dab in the oil boom of the Bakken, AM 1100 the flag, to western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. We got you covered with all those, including the flagship, of course, 550 K-Fire. We'll be taking some of your calls this hour, as we always do, on any and all topics at 800-228-0550. We're going to start with an update on the battle known as the War on Coal. And this is something very important to the state of North Dakota, but certainly important to anyone who is concerned about the price of electricity wherever you live. North Dakota is an energy exporter state. Coal production big here, energy production big here, but obviously where that energy goes is something that, with that coal generation, very important to the folks that are flipping on that switch as well. Mike Duncan is the president and CEO of the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity and joins us now to talk about that on the program. Mike, how are you?
Great, Scott. Good to be with you.
So what is the war on coal? Let's start there.
Well, a lot of people that live in coal areas of the country where the production is done understand that there's been a heavy toll extracted on their economy over the past 4 years. And if you look nationally, you can see that there's been a heavy toll extracted on the national economy. And many people believe that this is the administration's legacy issue. And it goes with the idea that the president has used regulation as opposed to legislation to impose lots of new standards. We're always hopeful, and we're trying to work with them now to say, look, these new standards that you have for new power plants can't be met with existing technology. We've got to have more electricity in this country. We've got to have more coal-based electricity to meet the demands of the country and the world and give us reasonable standards that can be met. And we're hoping that that happens, but you never know.
There's curious of the weapons of that. You mentioned regulation is the number one tool, but what, I mean, specifically, what weapons are they coming at you with in this war on coal?
Well, there's been a period of time where the Utility MAC, which is a series of regulations that imposed standards on coal plants that made it economically feasible for a lot of the older coal plants to be closed because the regulations were such that the things that had to be put on the coal plants were so expensive that they just didn't do that. You know, we spent $110 billion in the last three decades improving the air in the country in the electricity industry, and we've improved the emissions by 90%. So when Utility MAC came into play, that was just a whole bunch of other regulations. We've knocked down SO2 98%, NO2 90%, the mercury 90%. So done a really good job on cleaning that up, but they've made the standards so much higher, and they came out with the new source standards for new coal plants to be built, whether it's lignite coal or whatever kind of coal has to be built. You have to meet these standards. And the standards are so onerous that there's no existing commercially reasonable technology that can meet those. And that has been reissued. The president, in a speech that he made at Georgetown earlier this year, said, well, let's look at these again. So we're hopeful that maybe they'll be more reasonable in the second standard. But if they're not, then we get into next year at the same time. The president has told the EPA that they have to start putting forward standards for existing coal plants, which has never been done, and I'm not sure it can be done under the Clean Air Act. But he wants to get that done before he goes out of office, and that could affect a huge number of power plants all over the country and people producing coal.
Mike, when the technology's not there, how do you fight an administration that I contend, and I have contended for a while, that this is an administration that doesn't have an energy policy as opposed to either being negative or positive? You can work within those parameters, but there's so many vagaries within this administration that it just seems like they don't have an energy policy. They do have an agenda, and it's to shut down coal. But when the technology's not there, how do you work within a system or work around a system that basically has said you should not exist anymore?
Well, that's the challenge that we have every day. We're trying to educate them and say, look, we're different than the natural gas. We believe in natural gas. We believe in nuclear. We believe in hydro. We accept that wind and solar power can play a role in this whole thing. But coal is the base load electricity. When you flip that switch, that's coming from the fact that you've got a 24/7 coal plant that's putting the electricity on the grid at all times. There are other times that you need additions, and when the wind's blowing and the sun's shining, you're able to take electricity from other places. But coal has been the base load for us for years, and that's what's given us the 99.99% reliability that we have in this country. So we're trying to make sure that they understand the reliability argument, that they understand the argument to the economics of it, that people on fixed income, when their rates go up, and they have gone up based on these policies and will continue to go up, those on fixed incomes suffer the most in this. And there's an economic argument that we can lose manufacturing jobs all over the country because smelters can go to other places in the world to produce products that require so much electricity. So these are the kinds of arguments that we're trying to make to the administration. So advocacy is one way that we're going after this. Obviously, litigation is another way that different groups are saying this does not apply. This is unreasonable. You have not given the standards. This is not applicable under the Clean Air Act.
We're talking with Mike Duncan, President and CEO of the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 if you have any questions or comments, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Mike, is there a disconnect when you start looking at some of the environmental aspects of this that are going after our coal industry? Because I think what they forget about is the fact that we'll lose these jobs, we'll lose this industry, we'll lose the ability to clean up the air that you mentioned the numbers, and they're staggering, the investment that coal puts in to clean air. If that moves to China or moves to another country, you're not going to have that clean technology as stringent as what we've got in this country, because the coal industry polices itself.
Scott, that's a great point. And one thing that people can simply keep in mind is that out of the 8 billion tons of coal a year that's burned in the world, only a billion of it, a little bit less than a billion of it, is burned here in the United States. So we're merely a fraction of what's going on. And if we're not allowed to create the technology and export that technology to other countries, then we're not going to improve the environmental footprint. So actually, these policies that they're advocating slow the process down of making the air cleaner.
Mike, you know, you're talking to folks who obviously live and breathe this industry every day. I mean, it makes up a big part of North Dakota's economy. These folks feel like they're under siege here a little bit with this ongoing battle. Are you winning? What comfort can you give them that, you know, the arguments you've made today very clearly and have been made before make a lot of sense? You know, hey, we're spending the dollars, we're bringing down the emissions, we're doing this, but they just keep coming at us with more. You know, how do you win the battle? What's the ultimate end game here?
Well, you win the battle in different ways. Obviously, you educate people, and that's what I'm trying to do today on your show and that we constantly do to try to make people understand. And if we can talk to them one-on-one, generally, we can. We can persuade people that this is an economic argument, that there are trade-offs, and that we have gotten better and we can continue to get better. So that's one way. We advocate through our members of Congress. We advocate with our partners. There are a lot of people that are involved in coal-based electricity, including the manufacturers of this country, the Chamber of Commerce, small business people who see their rates go up to the point that they're not able to expand their businesses they want to, plus the individual incomes of people who are on fixed incomes. Well, in North Dakota, for example, people between $10,000 and $30,000 a year in income, and that's about 22% of your population, spend 22% of their disposable income on energy of some kind. So we advocate. And then finally, in some instances, we have to litigate and we have to rely on the courts to say, wait a minute, you're overreaching, you're going too far. So that's the strategy that we have at ACE. And are we winning? We're not making the progress that I'd like to. We get up every morning thinking about this. That's what my staff does. We have almost 500,000 people around the country that are part of our power army. And if you look at our website, and I hope you will put that up on your website, you can join that and become part of this fight.
The Power Army. Should we get a call in quick?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
We have to wait for the answer for the other side of the break. But John and Minot, we'll get part of your question in here anyway. John, go ahead for Mike Duncan.
Well, I hear you guys talk about this administration doesn't have a policy and they don't understand what they understand perfectly. Their policy is to do away with the coal industry, and if the people on fixed incomes haven't got enough money for it, or it hurts people out here, normal people out here, they don't give a damn. That's their policy. We don't care. We're going to do this. And if the people flip a switch and they don't have any lights, then so be it. Who cares?
All right, John. We'll get Mike's response to that when we come back. This hour brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more about your state, your future, and your Farm Bureau at ndfb.org. Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hinnon. More after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, Scott Hinnon with a word about longevity. And some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer from Honest Resources. August 13, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,329. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,377.11, $688.56 for a half ounce, or $344.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,377.11, $688.56, and $344.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwartzCandleLight.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know, when animal rights activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agricultural practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from the North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans, and agriculture is an important industry to our state, and North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all Farm Bureau has to offer by going to their website, ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau.
And we thank the North Dakota Farm Bureau for being our sponsor today. We're chatting with Mike Duncan. Mike is one of the top advocates for the coal industry in Washington, D.C. Heads up the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity. So we're talking coal today. Obviously, with the booming oil industry, a lot of the energy focus in North Dakota is in the oil and natural gas area these days, appropriately so. It's a boost to the economy quite a bit, but coal has kind of been that one standard that's been there for decades, very integral part of our economy as well, and obviously who doesn't like low-cost electricity? So it's an important industry and certainly has a lot of impacts on the economy as well. And we know there's a battle on coal, a war on coal going on right now. So want to get an update from one of the industry leaders that is out there fighting day in and day out. Any questions or comments for our guest? Welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and as well your email questions or comments, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, before the break, John and Minot basically said, get real, guys. You know, this isn't a battle for the faint at heart. This is an industry that's up against the administration that just wants them flat out gone. And his Armageddon argument is not one that is unique. We've heard it a lot. Do you agree or disagree with it, Mike?
Well, I live in coal country, and I see this every day. I live in eastern Kentucky, which has been devastated by the policies of the administration, and I certainly understand the impact that it's had. But I also have been involved all my life in working for change, and that's what we have to do here. And you begin by trying to change people's minds. You give them the facts, you present the arguments, you try to change their hearts by putting a human face on this. I can talk to you about the customers that I've worked with in my banks over the years who have been third and fourth generation miners who are out of work now and their children aren't able to have jobs at home. And all these are because of policies that are making us not competitive here and, frankly, not helping us with our national security interests. So certainly understand how he feels. But every day I've got to get up and work on this because the change comes incrementally. I mean, we've got to work with the administration. We have to work with the Congress. We have to work with the different constituency groups.
You have a new Secretary of Energy who said recently there is no war on coal. And, he says, look, we start by saying we must control CO2 emissions. And then, after many years of talking, the issue is walking the walk in terms of developing the technology to control those emissions. So he's saying, hey, yes, we put that on you, industry, but there's no war on coal. Is the new energy secretary taking a softer stance, or is that rhetoric?
Well, the secretary has a history of working with coal. When he was at MIT, he certainly did studies, and he understands not only the economic impact, but also how coal can be improved for the future. The fact that CO2, at some point, the fact that CO2 can be captured, put in the ground, it's being done that way now. It's being used for fracking to extract more oil out of the ground. I know in your part of the world, some of it's being shipped to Canada to be used there. So there are technologies. They're just not commercially available yet. They will be there. And I think he understands and recognizes that. There are others and advisors in the administration who say that there should be a war on coal. I think the Obama administration is split. I think they have some people who understand the reality, the fact that the energy demand in the world is growing and that coal's part of that is going to grow over the next two decades and that America needs to be in the forefront. I think there are others who believe that coal should be put out of business totally. They're against mountaintop removal. They're against extracting coal in any way, and they believe that we can get all of our energy from wind and solar, which is just not the case. The technology is not there. It cannot play that base load part for our electricity if we want to have reliable energy in this country.
Well, let's take a little look at the worldview perspective here. And this is an editorial in the Minot Daily News here in North Dakota. For decades, leaders of the World Bank have recognized one of the surest ways to reduce poverty in developing countries is to help their residents obtain reasonably priced electricity. That's farsighted. It's a philosophy that has been farsighted, but it appears to be scrapped. And that's a big problem with this administration. Now, if the World Bank pursues the new strategy espoused by its president after American Jim Yong Kim, tens of millions of people in poor countries are going to suffer. You know, so this isn't just a North Dakota issue or an American issue. This is a global issue when you start attacking coal.
It is, and I was very disappointed with the World Bank. I was also disappointed with the Export-Import Bank of the United States that recently voted 3-2 not to finance a new coal plant. I thought it was encouraging that the president went to Africa and talked about taking electricity to parts of Africa that hadn't had electricity before, because prosperity does follow electricity, and electricity has been tied to coal and will continue to be tied to coal. So the economic argument is there, the technology argument is there. We just have to get the message out better.
And do you believe that, you know, going back to something John Minot said, I mean, do you believe you're battling? Are you getting full disclosure? I mean, do you honestly think they're in a room wanting to work on this? Or is this, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, yeah, we'll tone down our rhetoric a little bit, but really we want to, I mean, a lot of people go back to candidate Obama saying that, you know, electricity rates would need to needlessly skyrocket. We're going to bankrupt the industry. And that really that's what he's trying to do, to just bankrupt the industry and be done with coal so he can go on to green alternatives. Are you up against that? Is that what they're doing? Or do you think that they realize now that's not realistic economically?
Well, I think when I had my political hat on back when I was chairman of the RNC, I could speculate on people's ideas a lot freer than I can now. I have to work in a situation now that presents facts. And when we have a research shop here that does facts. We do economic-based research. We do research on new technologies, and we present them to the leaders. You don't know what's going on in someone's mind. I believe from conversations with leaders throughout the country, that they're split on this. Just as I said in the previous answer, I think that there are people in the Obama administration who understand that we have to have coal to have a vibrant economy in this country. I think there are others who are just totally bought into the idea that we can force new technology to develop, disruptive technology that will create other kinds of electricity, and ignore this at least 250 years based on existing extraction. 250 years worth of coal reserves that we have in this country on a per barrel basis of BTU and then oil. There's as much known coal reserves in the United States as there are total oil reserves in the world. So we can't ignore that. It's a national security, it's a economic, domestic economic issue. And I have to believe at the end of the day that reason wins out.
Mike, quickly, what's the website if people would like more information?
If you go to americaspower.com, you'll be able to find us. Or if you want to Google ACE, A-C-C-C-E, American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity, you'll be able to find out more about our organization.
Thank you much, Mike Duncan, on What's on Your Mind.
To more of your calls, straight ahead.
Hi, Daryl here from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of the smells guaranteed. Our patent-pending products will eliminate any type of odor that you have, guaranteed, or we'll give you your money back. But the reason I'm here today is I want to thank Scott Hannon and 1100 The Flag for letting us advertise on the radio station. We've had such a great response with advertising on 1100 The Flag. I want to do a special promotion for all of Flag listeners this week only. We're offering $5 off all our products and free priority shipping for anybody that goes to StopSmellNow.com or calls us at 855-800-ODOR. We'll give you $5 off and free shipping. Thank you, Scott and 1100 The Flag, for letting us advertise.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
In Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. Open phones for the rest of the program. Interesting discussion with Mike Duncan, President and CEO of the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity, as well as Chairman of the Board of American Crossroads and former Chairman of the Republican National Committee on Standing Up to War on Coal by the Obama Administration. It's an uphill battle. It truly is.
It is, and the mantra I heard was education. Just keep hammering away on the facts of this and weathering the storm. But you know
what gets lost in this, and it really does, and it pains me to see this get lost, is there's so much regulation on an industry that's trying to do the right thing, trying to improve technology, trying to get better, and you've got a whole group of environmentalists that don't want improvement. They just want it gone.
Right. And, you know, as some would argue, including one of our callers, the administration as well, so that's what you're up against. So what do you have? The facts. I, for one, feel a little frustrated because it's just it's so basic. It makes so much sense. It is a cheap electricity. It is a clean electricity. Look at North Dakota and the amount of coal generation that goes into the power plants that operate here.
And then you've got states like Minnesota that are throwing up roadblocks to that cheap, affordable energy, and which is relatively clean. When you look at the big picture, you got Minnesota throwing up those roadblocks. Now, I don't think there's anybody that would say, you know what, we can ship the power west. You know what, let's last one out of Minnesota, turn the lights off. Because you're not going to have lights on.
Well, and of course, the reason those roadblocks get thrown up in Minnesota is because the environmental extremists have such a grip on the politicians. And, you know, the same thing, the reason we hear the rhetoric we hear from the Obama administration. It's good politics for them. Let us know what you think, by the way. Also, earlier chatted with Senator Mike Lee and made a pretty forceful argument for the defunding of Obamacare strategy. What did you think of that? We have Steve just going, well, I don't know what the term is. Nuclear. You've gone nuclear on NDSU's football program. Saying
I would have some pride in that program. I really do. But I think, I hearken back to that run and that incredible historic run they had for Division II national championships. And some of the fallout after that was just blatantly wrong. I mean, the sense of entitlement within that program. I want to be proud of NDSU's football program, just like I want to be proud of all the programs at UND as well.
And you're not proud of them because 15 players in the last year alone have either been convicted or arrested on a variety of offenses.
I'm not going to...
That causes you to not be proud of them.
I'm not going to cast judgment yet, but to me that throws up a red flag. It throws up a flag saying maybe there's some things that need to be looked at within the program. Maybe there needs to be some more oversight.
Like what? More oversight? You want more...
is it a cultural issue when it comes to the football programs.
All right. So Steve's harping on NDSU today. I'm harping on the city of, Minnesota folks. This is unbelievable. The city of Bemidji, I'm with the city of Bemidji on this, is asking the state to stop using Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox in their ads in which they put the two in situations where they need health care. The mayor of Bemidji says it's offensive, it's inappropriate. Look, when you need Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox to try and encourage people to sign up for new health care exchanges that are part of Obamacare, man, you've got a problem. This is unbelievable. And, the folks that we're going to have on later this week from the group that is out gathering signatures to mandate that school in North Dakota start after Labor Day, are they getting a kiss from the weather today or what?
No kidding. 100 degrees.
Kids in Bismarck back in school today. A lot of schools in North Dakota starting up this week.
A lot of schools don't have air conditioning.
And they're saying, of course, their main reasons, the weather and the calendar, are the reasons school should start after Labor Day. Are they right? This hour of the program brought to you by Green Technologies, by the way. We thank them for their sponsorship, and we remind you, as we had a discussion on this last week on the program, on how recycling of frack water is a game changer in the oil and gas industry. Green Technologies is right in that space. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. And well site locations are remote. The challenges, the cost of sourcing and disposing of water has become even greater, further underscoring that need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, utilizing a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job. They also provide clean, recycled flowback and produced waters with their minimal footprint and low cost per barrel. They also are the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent products specifically produced for oil field applications. Call them today to find out more at 855-246-4312. Go online to gtmwt.com, gtmwt.com, to see what Green Technologies can do for you.
We'll get back to your phone calls here in just a second. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio, what's on your mind, radio.com. We had an off-air caller. Evelyn says that if us guys want the facts of this coal business and not just PR, then we should invite Senator Heitkamp onto the show. We have. We do.
Repeatedly.
On a regular basis.
Senator Heitkamp, quite honestly, is not interested in interacting with the constituents on what's on your mind. That's the only thing.
It's an open forum. Yeah. It's an open forum for all of our congressional delegation, and it doesn't matter what letter is behind their name. This is an open forum for all of North Dakota and the Upper Great Plains. So, Evelyn, those invitations are out there, and they're standing, they're open at any time. We will clear in time for any of our congressional delegation. Let's go to Jeff and James Town concerning the XL pipeline. What's on your mind today? Jeff, are you there?
Well, we lost our connection to Jeff. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. On that point of Evelyn's, it is the quote-unquote recess, which means members of Congress are back here, and we have talked about whether they're interacting enough with the constituents in open town halls. That's an open question for you to decide. They are not scheduling town hall meetings, so some would, I think, have a fair point to say, I want more opportunity to do that. They are, however, at a number of different events in different communities. I mentioned yesterday to a caller that Senator John Hoeven has scheduled an event with AARP on the 28th in Fargo, and inviting people to come and ask questions about Medicaid and various issues related to things that concerned AARP members. Wherever you see your member of Congress, let them know. I mean, I guarantee you, if more folks saw Heidi Heitkamp and say, hey, Senator Heitkamp, why don't you come on and answer my questions once a month, once every other month, pick a time, do what Kevin Cramer has done, do what Senator Hoeven has done, and offering yourself up to answer questions, because it isn't about the opinions of Steve or Scott. It's actually about the folks in the audience that if you listen to these interactions we have, these talk radio town halls are a great, efficient way for a member of Congress, wherever they're at in the state, in D.C. voting, to interact with you. So let them know you want it.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind. Jeff in Jamestown, you're back. What's on your mind today?
I have a question. I would like to hear a yes or no answer. Is the Keystone Pipeline going to carry Bakken crude or not?
Yes.
It's always, well, maybe, possibly. I want a yes or no.
Yes.
How much is it going to carry?
I think that's been yes for some time.
It's down to about 100,000 barrels now because this has been drug out so long. They were looking at over 200,000 barrels initially for that project because we have pipelines that would feed into the XL pipeline. But the industry has had to find other avenues to get the oil out of the state of North Dakota, to get it to market. So the impact is going to be less for North Dakota now. Now, the last number I read was somewhere around the 100,000 barrel mark. If you wait another year, that's probably going to be less as the industry modifies itself, adapts to what's going on as far as getting this product to market that we have in North Dakota.
So
there's still a place for it, though.
The majority on this piece is going to be Canadian tar sands oil, correct?
That's originally what it's designed for.
Right. Well, I think we've been sold a bill of goods on how much Bakken would go because the railroad is making a ton of cash, which they're in the business to do, carrying this oil, and I don't see them giving up their business of hauling oil on the BN and the CP to go to the pipeline. I really don't see that happening. I think this has been...
Well, they're not going to give up business, but it's a competition issue.
Exactly. It's another option to get your oil to market. I mean, the railroads have done well. They are more costly now, but they've done well because, you know, hey, we can sell oil directly to an airline and ship it out east.
We've been able to get around that discount that Bakken crude for shipping costs has incurred, that $30 per barrel shipping cost. We've circumvented that because of rails.
So it's another option, but I think Keystone XL Pipeline bring one more option. Right? Why wouldn't we want that?
I don't see where you circumvented the $30 per barrel. We're still discounted because the rail wants X dollars to haul this. The discount is still there. Nothing has changed on that.
But the fact we have more options brings the price up, you know, based on, okay, where are we going to ship it? They're not stuck sending it one place and being stuck with whatever price they get it there. So it is helping.
I'm pro pipeline, but when I don't have the exact how much we're going to get to put on that thing, it's hard to be positive when I don't see it in black and white.
The last numbers I saw about 2 weeks ago was 100,000 barrels, and that's down from 6 months ago where it was 200,000 barrels.
Build the thing, for crying out loud. I mean, that's the problem. I hear what Jeff's saying. I want to know, well, I mean, talk about no certainty. Is it going to be built or not? Appreciate the call, Jeff. We're going to go to Jeff West Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Jeff, go.
Yes, Scott, regarding these town hall meetings, we should have to ask for meetings to the people that are supposed to represent us. They should be set up all over. Mark Levin is right. These guys get to Washington. They say they serve the people. They get to Washington. They serve the bureaucracy. They serve the corporations. They serve the New World Order banking cartel. Start telling the truth to the people, Scott, please, for the love of God. They don't give a crap about you and I. They're serving the big globalist corporations, and they will destroy us.
All right, well, that's not my opinion, so I'm not going to share that. But, Jeff, you're entitled to yours. I don't believe that John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer and Heidi Heitkamp get up every day and say, I'm going to serve the New World Order.
No.
I believe they ultimately, whether I agree or disagree with them on particular issues, serve the interests of North Dakotans.
Let's go to Terry and Mandan. Terry, what's on your mind today?
But I am going to say before I go to Terry, he's right that they ought to have more of these meetings.
Yes.
They ought to have more access, and the quickest way to change that is to tell them, eyeball to eyeball. Sorry,
Hello,
Terry
Mandan.
You're
Thank
up, Jerry.
You for taking my call. I think your previous caller is one of them conspiracy theorists. I think he's going to take a chill pill. No, the reason I'm calling is when you look at the big picture as far as shipping goes, money flows downhill. And when it meets resistance, it finds another route, just like water. I'm sitting here beside the railroad, and I see the amount of rail cars that come through here every day. Every day. Now, you can say that there's probably a conspiracy theory has to be.
Terry, hold that thought. We're up against the break. We'll get the rest of your thought when we come back. Also, Jay on the line as well. It's What's in Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So What's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Both tele accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennin, powered by SchwannCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Back to your phone calls in just a moment.
All right, we got an egg minute in. Let's get the calls, and we'll go to the egg minute. How about that?
Okay, sounds good.
Coming up here in just a little bit. So Terry and Mandan, continue. We had to go to the break there. I didn't let you finish your point on the pipeline.
I'll finish it real quick. My point is these people that want to fight the pipeline or fight anything that involves energy, when they get tired of paying out of their pocketbook for in the future, for future costs, then maybe they'll change their political viewpoint on it. Until then, it's simply economics. I'm done.
Fair point.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, it is.
You make it pretty simple, don't you, Terry? I don't think it gets any easier than that. Let's go to Jay and Minot. What's on your mind today, Jay?
I'll tell you the fact on the Canadian line, they weren't going to take a drop of Bakken. That was it until the Montana governor pushed them. 100,000, that's the tops they ever admitted to. Nothing more. the rail, they get a better price.
Jay, where's your information come from on that 100,000 tops that you mentioned?
Because that was in the news. Look it up. I know you're peddling 200,000. That was all over the news. And they weren't going to take any, period. Holman, he didn't say a thing until later. Then he gets to D.C. and he acts like he invented the pipeline. There's no room for oil in Oki in the terminal yet. They're trying to build more pipes south. But there's no room for more oil. As far as pipeline spills, I just saw the national story. That Enbridge spill of the Canadian crude, Michigan River. They're still trying to clean it up after 3 years. It is a mess when that stuff gets in the water. Okay?
But it's no different than if a railroad car overtips a tanker off a bridge into a river either. It's just, but pipelines are the safest form of transportation for the product we're trying to get out of the state of North Dakota.
800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your calls back to that in a moment. But first,
let's take a look at an Ag Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the question you've asked. Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions. Dawn, why do so many farmers use genetically modified seeds?
Also called biotechnology, farmers use it because it increases crop yields, preserves and improves the soil, and of course helps control pests, weeds, and other harmful diseases, not to mention producing healthier food. Oils from some biotech crops have fewer saturated fats and trans fats after processing. And because of biotechnology, lower-fat beef and pigs with a higher meat-to-fat ratio are also possible. And biotechnology research may someday expand food choices for people with common food-related allergies.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Learn more about the North Dakota Farm Bureau by visiting their website, ndfb.org.
I'm not alone in being offended that Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox are being used as the new poster children for Obamacare. This is specifically related to some new ads in Minnesota. There's a health care exchange that is a product of Obama. They're starting an ad campaign Sunday, and what they do in this campaign is they take Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox and put them in situations where they need health care. And so they're using them to promote people signing up in the newly created Obamacare health care exchanges in Minnesota. Sue says, I find it offensive that the state and feds consider it their duty to forcibly take my earnings to award dependent status on perfectly work-capable citizens and non-citizens. Nick says, this is offensive to people who believe in giants, dragons, unicorns, warlocks, and, you know, all the other crazy stuff. Levi says, nanny state, get over it.
You can't... but those warlocks would get coverage, though, right?
I guess. You put them in situations that where they need health care. Levi says, nanny state, get over it. You can't do anything without hurting someone's feelings anymore. I think people act hurt and offended to get attention. I'm fed up and annoyed. So I guess Levi doesn't see it as any big deal. Scott says they should be using the sewage lagoons as their backdrop. Most of us that drank the Kool-Aid knows it stinks. Well, most of us that haven't drank the Kool-Aid knows it stinks. Pat says, what is truly offensive about this is the $9 million cost of the ad campaign. What a waste. I'm with Pat.
Yeah, definitely.
Completely concur. And if you want to continue the debate, whether it's about NDSU and the football program, whether it's about Babe and Paul Bunyan on Obamacare ads, or any of the other issues we've tackled today on the program, you can do so by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Find the link to our Facebook page and weigh in. We love keeping that debate going.
Now more than ever, green water is an integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters become even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. That's where Green Technologies come in. Green Technologies, Inc., leader in frac water recycling, utilizes mobile filter press services to provide outside water treatment to effectively remove TSS to less than 5 parts per million at particular sizes to sub 5 micron. Green Technologies, Inc. provides consistently clean recycled flowback and produced waters at rates up to 20,000 barrels per day per unit with minimal footprint and lowest cost per barrel. Check them out at 855-246-4312 or gtmwt.com. That's gtmwt.com.
See you tomorrow, folks. Let us know what's on your mind. For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon saying so long. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of 3 field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.